Oh, 95.7 The Hog. Welcome to 2021.
Happy New Year!
Riggs, Guy, Morning Hog Happy Hour. In a new edition of Riggs and Guy Brew Review, Josh and Amelia, 2021 style, SR Parrot! Yeah. Are you guys okay?
Yeah, not too bad.
Oh, good, okay. You know what? Listen, I stand corrected. You're professionals. You know how to do it right. You know how to take these SR Parrot products and sample them responsibly and in moderation or in excess and then just have fun the next morning because now we get to start again. This is great.
Exactly.
Right, we can balance out either direction. It's fine.
We're now, professional partiers.
Yeah, and I know we had discussed what we were doing today, but honestly, Guy and I completely forgot. So you got to refresh us on what we're going to enjoy for this first brew review of 2021.
So we always, in January, we like to try to do those kind of better for you options.
Right.
And we got something completely different, something I'm not really familiar with, to be honest.
Okay.
I know it's more of an Amelia's wheelhouse, but Sierra Nevada has come out with a new product called Strange Beast. It's spelled slightly different, S-T-R-A-I-N-G-E, so like strange.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about hard kombucha.
Hard kombucha?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
New year, new beer.
We've never, again, never had it, so I can't wait. This is a great way to embark on brand new things.
What exactly is kombucha?
All right, so kombucha is a fermented tea. You brew tea, and then you let it come to room temperature. You add sugar, and then you add yeast and bacteria, and it ferments, and that creates alcohol.
Okay.
That alcohol is what makes kombucha tangy. So when people try the kombucha, they think it's tangy. That's on purpose.
Oh.
Now to make a hard kombucha, they ferment it again, add brand new sugar, brand new yeast, and that's what makes it a hard kombucha. And this is a 7% ABV product.
Whoa. Oh, look out.
Yeah, we're trying three different flavors today. And like she said, they're all three of them are 7%.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I am
not messing around.
I'm super excited. And I have actually left a like a tea product in my car cup holder one time. It was about half full, and I left it in there for about a month, and it fermented, but it was not probably as good as this is going to be. So let's try one. Well, where do we start?
I believe we're going to start off with, so all these are pretty interesting flavors. We're going to start off with blueberry, acai, and sweet basil.
Oh, wow.
That's all one can.
I would just like to point out they're all 7%, 777. Let's just hope 2021's lucky.
That's right.
Oh, and 777 is what?
It
21.
It is 21, baby.
Yes, and you know what's so funny, you guys? It's the year the world turned 21 this year.
Really? Whoa!
That.
Well, let's pour some out on the earth first.
Okay.
Wait, don't spill it on the ground.
The nose on that is different.
Oh, well, okay, this looks like a beer when I'm looking at it right now. It looks like a fruity beer.
Right, exactly.
Oh, wow.
What do you think, Josh?
I was expecting, like, so a lot of people, when they drink kombucha, I've only tried kombucha maybe one or two times, and I honestly don't recall it. Most people describe it as kind of like a vinegary taste, because one of the bacteria actually releases vinegar. This does not have that super acidic punch to your mouth.
No.
This is actually super enjoyable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Sierra Nevada, so I knew it was going to be good, but this is my first time trying it.
Wow.
That is excellent.
Okay, I had my reservations about this because kombucha sounds really weird to me.
Yeah.
Right.
And I've never had it before, so I can't tell you exactly what I'm tasting. It is way better than I thought, what my brain thought it was going to be.
My reservations were only that I was drinking a stone beer and champagne until 4 a.m., and then I was like, I don't know if I can do it anymore.
So it has SCOBY, which stands for symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast. So essentially, it's like mushroom.
Okay.
It's from mushrooms. You know, mushrooms got popular. Well, you're basically drinking something that's like that.
Really?
And Josh mentioned earlier how that doesn't taste vinegary. That's because this recipe is made without using apple cider vinegar.
Oh,
some recipes actually use vinegar to help make their kombucha, but I've noticed over the more recent years, that's been going away.
Man, and I got to tell you, the back end of the thing, too, is just really nice and fruity goodness. I love that. What a pleasant
beautiful
surprise.
Color, it looks like somebody, squashed a whole bunch of blueberries.
Yeah.
It's a very cool product.
Yeah, I'm
and basil. It almost sounds like a meal when you read what's on that can.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. Right. I'm intrigued to see what this next one's going to taste
what's
like.
What's next?
Okay. Funny you mentioned the meal, because if you read the ingredients that are in this, it's quite a long list, but they're all organic. Nothing with like funky names or anything. It's actually kombucha, cane sugar, the juice concentrates. Stuff like that. There's nothing in their ingredient list that's going to be off-putting or not familiar, which is, I think, pretty impressive.
All right.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's brewed, it's gluten-free naturally because it's tea, and it's just fermented, and that's how they get the alcohol. I mean, kombucha originally was a health drink. It was an elixir brewed a long, long time, thousands of years ago, for a Chinese emperor. And back when they had alchemists, some alchemists made this drink, and what did they call it? Like the elixir of life or something?
Yeah.
So, they call it the tea of immortality. I drink kombucha regularly every day, not hard kombucha, like regular, healthy, like for your digestive system. It's great. So I love this hard kombucha now because I can, like, it's like a guilt-free drink. Like, you can drink it, do something good for yourself.
Yeah.
And also, like, get a nice little buzz on.
Well, you're right. If you're trying to leave all of the ills of 2020 behind, as you said, this is a way to start something new and then get a nice new flavor in your palate.
Yeah. So this next one that we're trying is ginger, lemon, and hibiscus. The color on it is clearly the hibiscus.
All right.
Nice, bright ruby red, almost a pinkish.
Ooh.
The smell on it, you get the ginger, then you get the lemon.
Oh, 100% get the ginger right on the front end.
Right.
It's like I'm about to have sushi.
To what I was thinking it was going to be with a little bit of that sour punch to it. They did it really well. It's almost like drinking a, a Berliner Weiss or a sour out there. It's very, very enjoyable. Nothing that's going to, like, knock you out of the seat, but it's good.
Oh, wow. That's really
good. Oh, wow.
Right?
Okay.
So this one's definitely a little bit more tangy, but these flavor combinations are great.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I like this one a lot better than last one. Last one wasn't bad, but Riggs, you're not getting any more of this.
I'll savor this. All right, well, C4, so I guess we'll break here and then come back as we kick off the new year. Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Josh and Amelia doing 2021 the right way, giving us beverages from SR Perot. Riggs and Guy Brew Review. We'll be right back on the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.